UN's World Court orders U.S. to ease Iran sanctions. The United States withdrew from the 1955 Treaty of Amity, which normalized relations with Iran, Secretary of State Mike Pompeo announced Wednesday. The move came after the UN International Court of Justice, ICJ, also known as the World Court, ordered Washington to ease sanctions on Iran so that humanitarian goods can enter the country again. I'm announcing that the United States is terminating the 1955 Treaty of Amity with Iran, Pompeo said during a briefing announcing the termination of the agreement. This is a decision, frankly, that is 39 years overdue. The treaty was pre-Iranian Revolution, a court that regulated and promoted economic and consular ties between the two countries. Following a complaint brought to the court by Iran, the Netherlands-based court ruled that necessary medicines, medical supplies, food, and agricultural products should be allowed into Iran. Earlier this year, the United States imposed sanctions to compel Iran to agree to a nuclear deal. President Trump had withdrawn from the controversial Iran nuclear deal President Obama made in 2015 without congressional approval, bypassing Congress by calling it an executive action instead of a treaty. The court considers that the United States must remove, by means of its choosing, any impediment to the free exportation to the territory of Iran of goods required for the humanitarian aid, said ICJ Justice Abdulqayyum Yusuf. This sets up another showdown between the ICJ and the U.S. administration, which has already said the court has no jurisdiction over its foreign policy, especially concerning national security. The court is the primary judicial arm of the United Nations. Pompeo said that the U.S. is disappointed the court failed to recognize it has no jurisdiction. Wednesday's decision marks the first time ICJ, also known as the World Court, has intervened on sanctions against other countries. The court said its 29-page ruling, the U.S. sanctions violate the Treaty of Amity, which was established a quarter century before Iran's Islamic Revolution in 1979. The decision proved once again that the Islamic Republic is right and the U.S. sanctions against people and citizens of our country are illegal and cruel, Iran's foreign ministry answered in a statement. In his speech before the United Nations General Assembly last week, President Donald Trump called on all countries to isolate Iran and stop the flow of money to the regime of President Hassan Rouhani. The sanctions have caused Iran's economy and currency to decline sharply, and a new round of penalties to limit oil exports take effect in November. Countries will be prohibited from buying Iranian crude oil exports. The court's decision is binding, but it has no power to enforce it. The United States left the International Court of Justice more than a decade ago.